Richard Dweck.
Hey.
Where are we and what are we about to go do?
We're about to go to a strip club. I can't believe it. I actually, like, for as many times as we talked about this, I still have that lingering thing in my mind. Like, Eric's pretty solid. I don't think he'd ever do this to me. But I do have, like, I don't know if it's OCD or whatever from the way I've been treating it. I was like, this could be a prank. I could be, you know, brought somewhere and left somewhere. But Eric's been great. And I know that I totally had... I had many opportune times to stop this from happening. So this is completely consensual from me. I'm completely into it. And I got ready and everything. So
you look good. You shaved down. What do you expect to happen inside the strip club? Like,
I'm hoping to get at least one dance. And just like I'm a low-key person. People know that. I'm not going to, like, draw too much attention to myself. So I'm just hopefully going to be able to... this is completely new to me. I've never done it before, so...
Now, are you worried about getting an erection? And is that going to be...
No, that's not a problem. Well, maybe. I'm not sure. I'm like, I'm sure. I don't know. I've never had that issue. But it could happen. It's like, you never know. But,
I think, you know, we got to listen to the bouncers. If you're allowed to, during a lap dance, if you're allowed to touch boobies, then touch boobies. If you're not allowed to, don't. You know, we just got to listen to what they say. Yeah. But you've never been to a strip club before, and you're a virgin, right?
Yeah, completely. Haven't kissed a girl since high school. It's really a problem. it's not that I haven't, like, had things. Once in a while... I'll meet a girl on, like, a dating site or something, or, like, an app, and then she'll, like, show me a picture of her boobs or something, and that'll be, like, fine, or we'll sex or something. But, like, it's never been, like, an actual physical, like, anything. So, like, it's a weird thing. But I've gone on a couple dates in the past, and it's just, like, even with COVID now, it's just, I think that's the biggest thing that's drawing me back, is, like, at least I would be able to do more if we didn't have this thing.
So you're worried about getting COVID-19 a little bit from a strip?
Right. Like I would be able to be back into the dating scene because I was doing pretty well. I met this emo girl through the Facebook dating app, and I was like, you know, this could work. And then the whole entire COVID stuff happened, and she got, like, you know, like, worried about it. Like, she didn't want to, like, you know, go out and, like, interact, because I guess she was nervous about it. So I was like, okay. So this is completely new to me. I don't know if I'm talking too much. I had a huge cup of coffee today because I was like, I gotta charge my phone up, I gotta keep my energy up, I gotta, like,
and so, come to the stage. I got a feeling was asking good. Several
all right,
aspiring
let's do it.
Nurses and dental hygienists. It was too late to say sorry. Give it up for Richard Dweck.
Sucks.
It's a great song.
That song sucks.
Okay, so it's very odd. This whole entire thing, because my parents were like, oh, you must have a bunch of jokes. It's like, no, comedy comes from bad experiences, mishaps. You go on adventures and bad things happen. For me, it was all smiles. For me, it was, you know, probably one of the best nights of my life. And it was the same way, like, Comic-Con was for me. Let me explain. Like, anyone who hasn't been to Comic-Con, close your eyes and picture Comic-Con. That's it. So if you've never been to a strip club, close your eyes and picture a strip club. That's it. You got it. Everyone has it. So it was great. We got... Eric was the best, like, wingman ever. Because, like, I got four dances. She was 3 years old. It was awesome. And the first one was the best. She was from Belarus. And she was fucking great.
late 20s, early 30s, very great. She let me do so much shit. It was insane. Like, all the rest of the dances were very short, and, like, I was like, yeah, this sounds like the right time. This first one was the longest thing, and she let me do so much. Like, not only did I get to touch her, I got to suck on her tit. It was awesome. It was... She put my hand down, and, like, I didn't touch it, but, like, she put it on her vagina, and it was like, oh, this is like Narnia almost. It was like, this is like, like, this is fucking awesome. So, like, I don't have, like, I just have stuff that gets reactions like that. I don't have any funny stuff that really happened. It was just awesome. Like, the thing that was bad for me was, like, my vocabulary went to shit. I was like, you couldn't have just, if you just put, like, the word amazing into, like, a thesaurus online, you would just be, that's all the words that I said. I was like, this is amazing. This is awesome. It's like, that's the only thing that I said. And I'll tell you more about the chick. She was very, very hot. Like, perfect, like, it was just perfect. She was...
Don't be emailing this.
No. I didn't fall in love or anything. I was just like, this is fucking great. But she was like either a 36 or a 38 C cup, very good. Like, it was just like, this is solid. This is solid. I was like, this is good. Like, this is curvy in the right places. It's just good. Like, I was just like, this is good. And it's like, you know, it kind of is embarrassing though, because like, and it always happens to me. I'm always like, I'm a guy that just gets by. Like, that's just what happens to me. It's like, I was a solid C student my entire life. I passed my acting class because I was the only one who did the physical homework, like, one time. Like, I just get by. So it's like, you know, it's like, this was, you know, it's not that I had to pay for this first experience, but it was, you know, it was fucking great. So I got my money's worth. You know, it's a thing. So, yeah, it was just funny. My parents were like, you gotta, like, you must have a lot of stuff. And it was like, yeah, no, it's, you know, it was all smiles. So that's all that I have for that. It just kind of, like, it was, it. I have some, another thing that was good that I was happy about was there wasn't, I didn't get hard, but I didn't, there wasn't any shrinkage, which I was worried about. I was worried about some shrinkage, because that could happen around many girls. I, like, it was either, been, I was afraid that it would either go way down or way too fast, and I was just like, I'm wearing corduroy pants, this is working, so.
What?
Get to see the shower?
No, nothing like that.
Man, I wish I was in play with Barbie.
It was...
The yeah, so, shower.
It was, yeah, it was good. So, it's kind of, you know, it's a crazy thing. So, I mean, that's all I have. I didn't write jokes. Like, I felt like I don't have, like, things. These are just experiences. And I actually got really mad today before I left. I got really upset because my friend Timmy, you guys know him. We've been friends for 20 years. And for years, he's been wanting to, like, ever since we were teenagers, to have sort of this locker room talk type of stuff that we do. And I don't like it. Like, to me, like, I'm not a prude. It's just... like, sexual stuff is very private to me, you know, private sexual stuff that I do for 2 hours a day, and just, like, that's it, like, you know, masturbate 6 times a day, and that's it, like, I don't need to talk to anyone about it, I don't need notes, I don't need cliff notes, I don't need to know what you're doing, I have my shit, but, so, I got really mad at him. He's like, we need to get you a blowjob next. I'm like, I'm done talking about this situation with you for 5 years, so let's not talk about this anymore. I got it. So, thank you.
Right, just rampaging through the strip clubs of New Jersey. Alright, I think that's going to be the end of Tales from That Night, unless this guy's got something to say about it. Give it up for Mark Henley. What's going on, guys? Who's excited for Dweck?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. This is great, and this is a good development, because in 2 weeks, on the 25th, Dweck is going to be roast battling Carl Kalin at the Brighton Bar. Oh.
Yeah, allegedly. But, Carl, you better be nervous because Dweck now has this I just sucked a stripper's titty confidence going on. And he's going to be bringing the heat. Dweck, tell him you're going to bring the heat.
Obviously, we're all going to talk about this for the rest of the year.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
All in 2021. My two biggest pieces of information I'll remember from that were, I was sure he was going with, the girl was from Belmar, but I was not expecting Belarus. Also, his ability to eyeball her measurements, questionable. And then the fact that he spent 2 hours a day doing sexual stuff. That just seems like a lot. Like a lot of time.
Yeah.
Alright, so now let's hear, I'm gonna guess, another version of the night. Give it up for Eric Hollaback.
Yeah. She says she's no good with words, but I'm worse.
Now for you guys, he closed with the I masturbate six times a day line. That's how the night started. For me, he gets in the car. I'm like, so, you know, what do you think about ladies or whatever? He's like, you know, I jerk off about twice in the morning, four times a night to seven times a night. What? Like, he doesn't have a tissue by his bed. He has a fucking barrel. Like, if he had a pile of newspapers, he could make a paper mache gazebo bed. He's got a lot of glue. Lot of glue. I worked all day Friday. And I managed to take out of the ATM $120 for 12 hours of work. That was gone in 34 minutes. So, yeah, this lady from Belarus, who Dweck said was between 20 and 30, was 41 years old. But she had big tits, right? So she comes out with these wobbly sloppers, and I'm like, bing, 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 you know what I mean? It's like every anime girl that fucking Dweck jerks off to between 11 and 74 times a day. She comes out, I'm like, hey, can you guys give lap dances? She's like, oh, yes, you know. In my country, I give blowjob for bologna sandwich. I was like, okay, you're the girl. You're the girl. I give her $20, you know. I'm just waiting there. I get some drinks at the bar. I'm hanging out, watching some strip dance. He comes out like all disheveled, his hair's all fucked up, his tie's off immediately. I made him dress like a fucking doctor, man.
Yeah.
Like he went in there, he was spiffed up, he looked fucking great, right? The tie's off, there's lipstick all over, he's like walking like this. And I figure, as soon as I see him, the lady come out from Belarus, you know, I gave her another 20. I go, another lap dance, another. She goes, no, give him some time to slow down there, to catch his breath. I say, no! Get back in there! After a jab, you need a right hook, you know? Like, make this guy fill up a bucket backstage, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
She takes him back in the back room, and this time I'm out for like 10 minutes or something, you know? So she comes out, she whispers in my ear. I'm talking to another stripper at this point, but she walks over and just whispers in my ear. It was like sitting on a beer can. I'm like, yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that. Dweck got his penis caught in a garbage can one time in the other room. He's got a hammer on.
I think that the economy's about to crash. I don't know about you guys. I think that this whole system is fucking rigged.
It just seems to me that our money is based on a bunch of bullshit. You know, it used to be redeemable for silver, but now it just says a Federal Reserve note. It's a bunch of bullshit. I think dollars, currency, should be based on blowjobs. Then it would never lose value. That's a hard asset. You know what I mean?
Let me just give you an example. Like, Bernie Madoff could not have a Ponzi scheme if a currency is based on blowjobs, you know? You'd be like, that's hilarious. Okay, this account says you owe me 7.8 million blowjobs, Bernie, so get sucking. Put your money where your mouth is, banker. You know what I mean? We gotta keep the bankers honest. You can't derivative financial swap these nuts.
So then I'm talking to this hotter girl, you know, and I'm like, hey, why don't you, look, he just had dinner, now get dessert. So I gave her money, I sent him back there. He comes out and he's like, I didn't like that girl. I didn't like it. So And then he got a third girl from Kazakhstan. Bro, it was fucking crazy. I ran out of money. And then people keep on coming up to me and they're like, oh, can I get a tip for my lap dance? I'm like, I'm single. Probably because it always works like this. My mom stopped talking to me also because of this. My mom doesn't talk to me anymore. But I also dropped a stand-up special where I say that my mom had a heart attack sucking dicks. And that might have something to do with it. But my mom had a heart attack sucking dicks, you know? But arteries are exploding in her chest. That's how good my mom sucks dicks. She's a craftswoman. If I got a blowjob from my mom, it wouldn't even be incest. It would just be like being served a fine meal from a master chef, you know? Like, thanks, Ma, for the blowjob. My senses are alert. But it would just be like a craft. Okay. All right. I'll let y'all talk about Dwayne at the strip club. Smoke pot, worship aliens. I've been Eric Hollenbach. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Eric Hollenbach, doing the Lord's work.